Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hi there. Welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show Podcast. Hey! You can join us live 5 to 10, but here's a show without the songs, without the commercials. It's just us. Hey, hey.
It's a replay of everything you might have missed.
That's right. And then be here live Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 with 104.3 MyFM on iHeartRadio. 104.3 MyFM. It is Valentine in the morning, 6:12. Good morning, John Peake. He told me yesterday he's up listening to the start of our show every day because he's that much of a fan of our show.
Good morning to him.
He says he exercises that early.
Does he really?
Yeah, he says he gets up and gets on the bike or something.
What type of bike? He doesn't have a Peloton. It's something else, right?
I don't know.
He told me.
It's whatever the opposite of the Peloton is.
Yes.
Something else, right?
Yeah.
I bought a membership to the gym here in the studio. Not here in the studio,
but
downstairs.
Where's it at? I'm sitting on a barbell.
I know. But I just decided, like Brian and like John Peake does, I think it's easier to get a workout in before work. Even though it's early, it's nice to just get off and be able to relax.
Yes.
Not have to worry about it.
God, that's so early to try and work out before the show.
But I think it's worth it.
Yeah.
And it might give you a little more energy throughout the day. At least that's how it would be for me.
Kind of feel awake.
Yeah,
I have like nice showers too. So I shower here and then I just go right upstairs and I'm here. I'm fresh. I never smell cleaner than I do in this moment.
All right. Thanks for that.
Thank you.
Valerie, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
Are you ready to fill in for Brian Bird if he doesn't show up?
No.
Okay. That's somebody who's ready. Ready to go at a moment's notice right there. She's ready to go. All right, if you guys want to reach out, 31043 is our text line if you want to get through.
Three things you need to know right now.
6:19, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Last night when the alert came across on all of our phones, collectively, Southern California and the country, who are fans of a man and fans of a sport, caught their breath. Legendary Hall of Fame broadcaster Vince Scully has passed away at the age of 94. Vince spent 67 years as the voice of the Dodgers, starting his career in 1950 when the team was still in Brooklyn. He soon became the Dodgers' lead announcer, which was a position he held for the rest of his career. He was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982, the Radio Hall of Fame in 1995. He was named Top Sportscaster of the Century in 2009. He's survived by his 5 children, 21 grandchildren, and 6 great-grandchildren.
Many years ago, a little red-headed boy was walking home from school, passing a Chinese laundry, and stopped to see the score of a World Series game posted in the window. The Yankees beat the Giants 18-4 on October the 2nd, 1936. Well, the boy's reaction was pity for the Giants, and he became a rabid Giants fan from that day forward, until the joyous moment when he was hired to broadcast Brooklyn Dodger games in 1950. Ironically, October the 2nd, 2016, will mark my final broadcast of a Giants-Dodger game. And it will be exactly 80 years to the day since that little boy fell in love with baseball. God has been very generous to that little boy, allowing him to fulfill a dream of becoming a broadcaster and to live it for 67 years. Since 1958, you and I have really grown up together through the good times and the bad. The transistor radio is what bound us together. By the way, were you at the Coliseum when we sang Happy Birthday to an umpire? Were you among the crowd that groaned at one of my puns? Or did you kindly laugh at one of my little jokes? Did I put you to sleep with a transistor radio tucked under your pillow? You know, you were simply always there for me. I've always felt that I needed you more than you needed me, and that holds true to this very day. I've been privileged to share in your passion and love for this great game, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart for joining me on this incredible journey of 67 years of broadcasting Dodger baseball.
Vince Scully was 94. LA County officials have declared a local emergency due to the monkeypox virus. Earlier this week, Governor Newsom made a similar announcement for all of California. This should lead to more access to vaccines and more resources to educate the public about monkeypox. Right now, there are about 400 known cases of monkeypox in Los Angeles County, which is double the number of cases last week. Coming up, what absurd ad? This is based on you, right?
This is based on the ad I received, yes. Okay.
What absurd ad was targeted at you? They do geo-targeting now. So your phone, you know, it listens. We all think it listens, right?
Definitely. Like
Amazon and Google, they're all listening to us.
This ad
we're getting these ads, yeah.
Because of a conversation we had in the studio.
Oh, you're going to go there, are you?
Well, I'm not going to say who was talking about it.
Oh, so when I said, oh, you're going to go there, are you? That's not demonstrative of who you're talking
about. No, not at all.
Yeah,
no,
that's not really giving it away, is it?
Five of us max in the studio. At one
right.
time.
So when somebody gets mad and goes, oh, you're going to go there, are you?
Well, I wonder if that's the person that she's going to talk about.
Gotta explain where the ad came from.
Okay, the absurd ad targeted towards you. Text in right now, 31043. My family, it is Valentine in the morning. A lot of great texts already coming in here. Tears streaming down my face. Hearing Vin's voice is a memory etched into my mind for as long as I've watched baseball. Thank you for playing that so we could hear his comforting voice. Another text, RIP Vin Scully. Another one, I just finished my makeup and now I'm bawling. What a beautiful tribute you guys did. Thank you for that. Yeah, Vin Scully, just, you know, a legend. And before I came to Los Angeles, to me, he was a great broadcaster. But I didn't know Vin Scully because I didn't grow up with Vin Scully. Like, so many people were lucky to grow up with Vin Scully. But when I got here, believe me, I realized how quick and how special that man truly was.
My grandparents were huge Dodgers fans, and my grandma still is. Like, she will never miss a game. But it's so true that text says his voice was comforting. Like, it's just, it just feels like summer when you hear Vin's voice. It's just, like, warm and just, it's just so,
he was one of those special people that had a special talent that was able to use his voice and his words. He was a wordsmith, too, and he could paint a picture and do all that, which we in the broadcast industry strive for every single day. And many of us fall short and will never reach that level. And that's a fact. But he was one of those people that reached that level. All right. And this is an example of why we're not going to reach that level. Jill had a targeted ad that popped up in her feed. Was it on Facebook?
It was on Facebook. Okay. When I always have Facebook open in here because that's how Valerie and I communicate and stuff. And that's how we message. But we were having a conversation in here about when you go on vacation, sometimes you're not as regular as you would be when you're at home.
For a lot of people, you don't feel comfortable. It's not your toilet. It's not your bathroom. And you get backed up. And if it's on a long vacation, you're backed up for a while. And then finally things start moving and whatever.
Yeah, so we were talking about
that. A lot
of
people have that problem.
Exactly.
Regular conversations.
Yeah. Totally fine. Then I get this ad in my Facebook feed. And it's talking about being backed up. But then it also used the word like toxic. And it was this like really bizarre, hardcore medication.
No,
like,
it was like
world?
A little powder you take or something.
No, it was some type of medicine.
It wasn't a medicine. It was like a little powder you put in a drink or something.
No,
it
was
you
a
along.
Pill. It was a capsule.
It looked like psyllium husk or something.
All right, who got the ad?
She made me come over and look at it. She goes, look what you did
I was
to
like,
me.
Look at this. Like, you guys, they're always listening. Look at this ad I just got.
No, I think the thing was, look what you did to me.
No.
You're talking about being backed up. Now I've got these ads.
It's so funny because it's just a huge toxic.
Sure.
Like at the top, like, oh my gosh, what in the world?
Who doesn't think that they're listening all the time, right?
Right.
You know, they're always, because you see an ad, you go, dude, I just talked about that and now I get an ad for that.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
I really wish we knew somebody that knew the truth about that because we all think it, but is it really true? Is it our devices listening, picking up on stuff and then geo-targeting us with certain ads?
I know for sure it's Google searches. If you search something on Google.
What were you searching on Google that you got that?
No,
see, this has nothing to do with me now.
No, but I feel like that's a fact because I'll look stuff up for sure. Battle of the Sexes questions.
Right.
And then the next day I'll get ads for that particular show or whatever.
Right.
But I also, too, think they're listening to what we're saying.
All right. 866-544-MYFM. Text in 31043. What absurd ad did you suddenly get in your feed?
Text Valentine in the morning. 31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A movie that cost $90 million to make is not being released. I'll explain why coming up at 6:50.
Elizabeth, good morning. How are you today?
Hi, good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We are doing good. It is Wednesday, August 3rd. It's a sad day with Vin Scully, but it's a day that all of like Southern California and I mean, a lot of people across the entire country can remember a guy whose voice and words and life inspired so many, with a game of baseball as a backdrop, and it's crazy to think about how great that guy was. But we also have this weird topic that Jill brought to the table.
About talking
to dads. Our phones are definitely listening.
You think so?
Yes, they're absolutely listening. I had saw a bottle at my friend's house. It was called Colon Broom. I had never heard of it, never seen it before. I was like, what is this? They told me about it. I kid you not, a little later in the day, it popped up on my Instagram feed as an ad. I had never looked it up, never heard of it. And all I did was mention it, talk about it there, and it was on my Instagram. So they're listening.
Yeah.
It's creepy.
It's crazy how these bathroom ads, like, they're so quick to come up on screen. Mm-hmm. The same happened here.
Yeah. They want to get things moving. They want to get it moving.
She's so right. It doesn't have to be typed. The same thing happened to us. We had this cat, and its name was Hopper. Ran away. Don't know where it is. Rest in peace, Hopper. But every single time we mention that we miss Hopper, on Instagram, the very first ad we get when we open it up next is Hopper the travel app.
Oh.
Where you can, like, book flights and hotels or whatever for free. Every single time
we mention it. Dude. That's crazy.
It's the first ad that pops up.
I wonder how you can stop that from happening, you know?
Yeah, is there a setting we can put on our phone?
I think I saw an article that there was. You can, like, turn the mic off or something.
Right.
That's what we need.
Did you get the Colon Broom, Liz? How'd it work out for you?
I did not get the Colon Broom.
Okay.
But I heard it works great. It's
really? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, it takes about an hour.
Oh.
Takes about an hour, and then things move. That's not a broom. That's like, that's something else.
That's a Zamboni right there.
A Zamboni.
Thank you.
We're so proud of you.
Closing time. Some other beginnings end.
104.3 MyFM, it's Valentine in the morning. Somebody just texted what happened to Tony Jordan, obviously, based on us talking to Dave Joseph and Nancy Rodriguez and stuff, new traffic reporters. Tony Jordan, she moved to Russia. No. She moved to, was it Minnesota?
Minnesota.
She's doing very well. She's loving life in Minnesota. We do miss her dearly. She's a very big part of our show.
And she still listens every morning.
Does she really?
She does. No. Yeah, because she'll
God,
text
don't
me.
I look good right now. Because I just said we do miss her dearly and stuff. It's a big part of our show. And she listens every day. So I didn't know that. And I said that. Yeah. Oh, I look like a champ to her.
Also that she moved to Russia.
Right.
All right. You know what, John?
You're going to love that.
You know what, John? You know what? All right, texting right now, 31043. Got more texts coming in for what you believe are targeted ads coming at you via your phone.
Carrie said, I get ads all the time for baby stuff and kid stuff. I have no children, but I comment on a lot of my friends' kids' posts. Yeah. Cam said, I got a targeted ad for AARP. I'm 22. I was also addressed as Mr. April said, after...
Well, that seems like a mistake. Yeah.
April said, after I had my son, I got an ad for a local spay and neuter clinic. And then Shanna said, Facebook often lets me know that there are single dads in my area. Then she wrote, I didn't ask, Facebook.
You know, it's funny. Like, if you're listening to the radio right now, obviously, your phone could be hearing what we're saying. So we could do a social experiment now, talk about some really weird stuff, and see if any of you get targeted ads for that weird stuff.
Mm.
So we'll each go around the room and say something we want and see if it shows up.
Okay.
Right? Go ahead. You start, Brian. What do you want, Brian?
A 6-foot glass bong.
Oh, my
That's what you're looking for, Brian? A 6-foot glass bong.
Please.
Okay.
It's actually true, yeah.
John Camucci, what are you looking for, buddy?
A men's electric razor.
A men's electric razor.
Yeah.
A good one, right?
A good one. Like a really good one.
Yeah, they're hard to find sometimes.
Mine's kind of trash.
Yeah.
I would really love a product that can help me grow my eyelashes. I need longer, fuller eyelashes.
Okay, thanks, guys.
What about you?
Oh, shoot, Brian, hit the song. I'm sorry. Increased stamina.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no one to see.
Liz Capaldi, someone you love, 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning. Somebody texted... You might be getting advertisements based on the interests of others in that area. Go to your phones in settings, privacy, turn off personalized ads and tracking. We all checked ours. We did have our personalized ads and tracking turned off on our phones. But if you go, and we're talking, I'm sorry, iPhones. I don't have a Android device in front of me. If you go to privacy in your general settings, and then you go to tracking, you can see if you're allowing any apps to request to track you and all that stuff. But I scrolled down to microphone and saw how many apps had access to my microphone. And I'm pretty sure not all these apps need access to my microphone. You know what I mean?
I have so many apps too.
Right, right. So I turned off a bunch of apps and microphone access because maybe that's something as well. I don't know.
It's just going to be annoying because with Instagram, it's hard to turn the mic off because if you're taking videos, you have to return the mic back on every time. You're like, ugh.
Yeah. Should just be only when using the app. I love those where they go, only allow this when using the app. Yeah. Only track me when using the app, you know?
Yeah. As you guys know, I am a huge Disney fan.
What?
Stop it. Stop it. Does your boyfriend know this?
He does.
He does.
He's a big fan as well.
Is he really?
So that worked out.
What does he like about Disney?
He's just been going there all his life. It's kind of the same with me. It just holds those memories of going with family and just being so happy. And
does he still go now?
He does.
Has he gone with you?
We have.
Have you gone from his house?
We've never gone from his house.
How long would the drive be from his house?
Anyway, Disney made a huge announcement yesterday. Holidays at the Disneyland Resort are going to start November 11th. And they're going to last through January 8th. Now, Halloween time at Disneyland, we
that's
know.
That's a big deal, Halloween time.
That's happening. It's going to start September 2nd. Okay. And it runs through October 31st.
September 2nd?
Yeah, that's like...
Yeah, it's time. Oh, Halloween time at Disneyland is amazing.
No, I know, but September 2nd, it's still like 1,000 degrees outside.
I know.
I don't know.
But the big Mickey pumpkin's going to be on Main Street. Uh-huh. And there's a lot of fun stuff like Oogie Boogie Bash and all of that. But the announcement yesterday was about the holidays at the Disneyland Resort. And so many things are coming back, like a Christmas fantasy parade. At night, you can do the Believe in Holiday Magic fireworks spectacular. And the snow's going to fall on Main Street. There's going to be all those projections. Of course, different treats and all kinds of stuff to check out. It's a Small World and the Haunted Mansion are all going to be transformed for the holidays. And then over at Disney California Adventure, they're bringing back Festival of Holidays, which I love because it's all different kinds of traditions in food, in outfits, in dancing. Like the show Viva Navidad, it's coming back. That show makes me cry every single time I watch it. There's just so many fun things that are coming back. I'm like,
oh. So where were they?
They go away when it's no longer that time of the year.
But right, but were they not there last year? You're saying all these things are coming back.
A lot of these things, they only bring back for a certain year.
Oh,
and then
really?
They're gone.
Oh,
But everything's coming back this year.
So this year looks like a lot of the stuff from the past is all coming back
that
the same year.
That we know and love.
Right, it's like a big final blowout before the asteroid hits us?
No.
That's what it is. All right, way to go with this year.
Possible.
Because he knows something. Mickey's on to something.
But it all starts in November. So I'm so excited.
104.3 MyFM. Hollywood headlines.
So according to Variety, Warner Brothers is not going to be releasing the Batgirl movie. It's been filmed. It cost $90 million to make. It was starring Leslie Grace as Barbara Gordon, also known as Batgirl. And it was directed by a team that did Bad Boys for Life and Ms. Marvel. But it's not going to be released in theaters or on any streaming platforms. And the movie was supposed to be streamed on HBO Max. But Variety says the new kind of bosses over at Warner Brothers and Discovery, they've kind of put their priorities back to these big, huge theatrical features. And so Batgirl doesn't really have a home to go to. So
yeah, but
not
it was already done. They finished it, right?
I know. It's so bizarre. It's so weird. Why not? I know. And Carly Rae Jepsen,
by the way, I'm going to say one last thing. It sounds a little misogynistic to me. Sounds a little like, hey, come on, guys. Put that thing out. Batgirl. So a lot of young ladies might want to watch that, and young boys as well. Don't feel like, because it just doesn't feel right to me. And I don't know the full story. I'm sorry. I'm only reporting what you reported on.
Yeah.
But
that's all they've been saying.
Yeah.
Because it's not on this like blockbuster scale.
Yeah.
And Carly Rae Jepsen, I'm sure you know this song. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but here's my number, so call me maybe. She is releasing a new album on October 21st, and this is her sixth album. I was so surprised to read that, but it's going to be released on October 21st, and she wrote on Twitter that she's fascinated by loneliness. She said it can be really beautiful when you turn it over and look at it, just like love. It can cause some extreme human reactions. So this new album is called The Loneliest Time. So it's going to have like this different theme than her past albums. And she's going to start a tour as well in September. But The Loneliest Time coming out October 21st. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Do you remember when this song came out, when we started playing it on MyFM, what we did?
Yes, I remember.
I know.
John, you weren't here.
No, I wasn't here yet.
You were probably a baby. We played this song maybe like 10 times in a row or something like that. I liked it so much.
Oh, no.
And I don't know, was John Peek our boss? Or was it somebody else?
It was in 2012 when this song came out.
Okay.
I just Googled it. So I don't think he was our boss.
So whoever I think we just like locked the door and played it like so many times in a row. And the record company was like texting me like, "You're the best. You're the best. Carly Rae says hi."
You're like, "We love this song. Play it again."
She never said hi. But we're just so into the song. We played it over and over and over. We got in a little bit of what a day it was. 6:53. Battle of a Sex is coming up. $2,500 shopping spree to Bailey 44, and Jill raves about their clothes. So 866-544-MYFM to win.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
My fam, it's Valentine in the morning. A lot of people excited about the Disney news that Jill was bringing to the table today. Somebody else wrote, Disney's going all out before the Monkey Rona claims us all. Is that a thing now?
Monkey Rona.
Monkey Rona?
I don't want that to be a thing.
No,
that'd be bad. Does anybody still call it the coronavirus? I thought everybody called it COVID-19 now. Like, is there a difference with all the variants and everything, or is it the same thing, right?
Right, they're all variants of COVID-19.
Of coronavirus?
Yes.
So coronavirus and COVID-19 are the same thing?
Correct.
But nobody says coronavirus anymore, because we used to make the jokes about Corona, and the beer company got mad. Actually, the beer company changed this whole thing.
I think there are multiple coronaviruses, and that's why this one is coronavirus 19. It's COVID-19.
Okay.
Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You're saying it with a lot of enthusiasm, so I'm believing you.
I'm 86% sure of that.
Yeah, this coronavirus, which could be a bunch of different coronaviruses.
Right.
There's a healthcare practitioner right now screaming at the radio. And then COVID-19. But COVID-19 has so many variants to it. The BA variant, the variant. I don't know.
Because I remember if you look at the back of a Lysol container, it says it protects you from coronaviruses. Because there are other coronaviruses it can protect
you from.
Right,
aren't COVID-19.
Correct.
Yeah. Got it.
I still say coronavirus.
You still say that?
I didn't know.
Nobody
was
says
hip.
That. No, it's not hip anymore.
Okay.
It's not. It's off the table.
I got it.
Valerie, do you say coronavirus or COVID-19?
Neither. I say just COVID.
You say COVID. You took the 19 COVID. Off. That's even the hipper younger way to say it. It's COVID.
My friend who is a doctor just texted me and says, "You are right. I am so proud of you."
Science.
He's talking to me.
Science with John Camucci.
So coronavirus is an all-encompassing umbrella. COVID-19 is under that umbrella.
Correct.
But now we're not even calling it COVID-19. She's saying just call it COVID. That's what Valerie says, if you want to be hip. You are so out of it by saying corona. That's like 3 years
Corona's
ago,
gone.
Bro.
I even say fully coronavirus.
So when you were out, you told John Peake you had the coronavirus?
I never have had the coronavirus.
Oh, that's right.
You can say it.
Amazing. Amazing. We should test your blood. You're like Matt Damon in that Outbreak movie or whatever it was, you know? You've got something special in there. Wow. Battle of the Sex is coming off. Sometimes all I think about is you. 104.3 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning, 7:12. Coming up later on this hour, what are the unwritten rules of neighbor etiquette? Are you beefing with a neighbor? You have any problems with your neighbors?
My roommates and I got woken up the other night by our neighbor who decided to work on his boat at 11 p.m.
Oh, no.
First of all, didn't even know the guy had a boat. But apparently he had a little boat.
Little boat.
Good for him.
Right.
But to wait until 11 p.m. to start working on it and revving the engine and doing all the things... We're like trying to sleep, and we're like, dude, I feel like that's an unspoken rule of
just
being a neighbor.
Don't rev your boat engine late at night.
Don't work on any kind of motor craft.
Okay.
Late hours of the night. When the sun goes down, you got to turn all that stuff off, I think.
All right, 31043. It is the battle of the sexes, representing the men. This is Philip. He lives in Huntington Beach. He works in sales, enjoys playing with the kids. What up, Philip?
What up, Philip?
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Brett representing the ladies. Her name is Raquel. She's from Palmdale. She is a surgical tech and enjoys cooking. Let's hear it for Raquel.
Raquel, what's up, Raquel?
Hi there, morning.
Here's how it goes, Raquel. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Philip, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins. If we're still tied, the end of regulation, we go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Let us start with the ladies. Who directed the hit 2017 movie, Get Out?
Oh my gosh. Kegel and...
No, not people.
Shoot.
I don't know.
It's not Kegel.
Are you trying to think of like Keenan or something, maybe?
She's right there, though.
Kegel's something else, isn't it?
She's, yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Keegan-Michael Key.
Yeah.
Keegan-Michael Key is
But Kegel friend. Itself is something that I think.
Yeah. Let's not go.
We don't need to talk about it.
No, I don't know what it is, but I know it's something.
Say anymore.
Right?
Okay. Oh, my God.
Jordan Peele was the answer. What is it? It's in my mind. That I know it's a...
We'll tell you later!
Yeah,
it's a lady thing,
it's
right?
Something that ladies should be doing to strengthen things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Phillip, sorry.
Philip, what star of the new movie Nope also starred in True Jackson on Nickelodeon?
A star of Nope.
Which is the latest Jordan Peele movie.
Oh, Bradley Cooper?
Oh, no. It's Keke Palmer.
Guys, I just get the strangest targeted ad. Very strange. What is the first rule of Fight Club, Raquel?
You don't talk about it. About Fight Club.
That's exactly right.
Philip, before Angelina Jolie, what actress was Brad Pitt married to?
Jennifer Aniston.
Yes!
That's right.
Current score 1-1. What is a common nickname for the Academy Awards?
The Oscars?
That's correct.
When there was the Best Picture mix-up in 2017, what movie was first announced as the winner? The whole cast went up, and it turned out they didn't really win. What movie was it?
Moonlight, I think.
Moonlight was the actual
was
winner.
Really?
La La Land
really?
Was what was announced.
Oh, shoot.
Nadel Nazim.
So, ladies win!
What up, ladies?
Congratulations, you've won a Battle of the Sexes championship certificate. Post it on social, use the hashtag Valentine in the Morning, and share it with pride.
Absolutely.
You've also won $2,500 to spend at Bailey44.com. They have cool, sexy classics that dare to deliver by women for women. They make clothes to feel great on you, not how it looks on the runway, in a catalog, or on a hanger. May I suggest the beautiful blazer and pants combo? It's in beige. I have not had pants that fit me like that in a really,
really?
Long time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So they, kind. I'm still getting that then.
We have a bonus chance to win $5,000 to Bailey 44 at 1043myfm.com. But Raquel, you're going shopping.
Yay! Thank you so much. You guys are the best. Oh my gosh.
Nice
Seriously,
job, Raquel.
If we could play you guys in OR, we would play you guys in the OR.
You played us in the OR?
No, if we could, I would.
Oh, okay. If what? I gave you $1 million, I would.
Well, then you're on, buddy.
I went in for a colonoscopy once, and they had it on. And I said, this is my station.
What time of day was it? Was it during our show?
Yeah, I took the day off that day.
You heard my voice as you went under and they checked out your colon?
Sure did.
Is that why I did that bit on the air where I said, "We're live from Jill's colon. Hello, hello."
I don't know why you did that bit, but that is one of the worst memories.
Oh my
memories.
God, that bit was so fantastic. We did a live broadcast from inside Jill's colon
no,
that day.
No, you were actually my colon. You weren't live broadcasting
from
it. Oh,
I did the voice
you
of your
the
colon?
The voice of my colon.
What did it sound like?
That sums up this show.
Hello, this is Jill's colon.
Oh, it's bad.
I'm here.
I know.
Coming
I've
out of the darkness of the OR.
To never
I remember
come
this
back.
Was all going on as I was auditioning for the show, and I was listening to the show, and I was like, this is something else.
This is the show for me.
This is the show for me.
Philip, my friend, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
Thank you very much. I appreciate playing. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah, there's not much to say after all that, is there? You know what I mean?
Three things you need to know right now.
7:23, it's Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. Obviously, the big story today is the passing of Vin Scully. We're going to talk about that in a second because there's some audio that I really like you to hear. 6 Starbucks stores in the LA area now closed due to safety issues and vandalism. Starbucks announced that these stores would be closing last month. Over the last few days, those stores went from being packed with customers to being completely shut down. One of the stores is a very popular location in West Hollywood, been open since 1995. So many reports of employees being threatened and vandalism, Starbucks had to close that store. You know, it's like the 6th Street Bridge. You guys don't get to have nice things. You know
My
what?
My sister was shopping at CVS and somebody came in and just took all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
off an aisle.
No.
And everybody just stood around and watched
to
see.
And that's what you're supposed to do. You're not supposed to interfere or do anything because you don't know if they had a gun or a knife or whatever. Personally, I'd interfere. But that's not the smart thing to do. In the world of sports, there was a big trade the Dodgers were hoping for yesterday, but John has the details of how it went down.
Yeah, we thought it was going to be Juan Soto to the Dodgers, and then we found out yesterday morning during our show, actually, that Juan Soto ended up going to the Padres in San Diego. But the Dodgers' big sign yesterday ended up being Joey Gallo from New York, who honestly seems pretty excited to get out of there.
Oh, that's like an understatement. Yeah. Joey Gallo hates New York.
Yeah.
He's so stoked to come to the West Coast. Aaron, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, good morning. I'm doing well.
Well, we're talking about neighbor etiquette because John's all mad that his neighbor's working on his boat at 11 o'clock last night, revving the engine and stuff from his backyard. Where do you stand in neighbor etiquette?
Oh, I feel that. Yeah, definitely it's important to be respectful. But my biggest issue was neighbor etiquette. Don't eat my food when it accidentally gets delivered to your door instead of mine.
Oh, that's very funny.
No courtesy. Way.
Like Grubhub or something like that?
Right.
That's funny.
Aaron, that's happened to you?
Yeah, definitely. So I was living in an apartment building where the one closest to the street was letter A, the one behind it is B, and so on and so forth. Yeah. And the building next door was the exact same way. So let's say, for example, I live in 1A since I was at the front, right next door would be 2A. Uh-huh. So I get it. The numbers are hard to see. It's a little bit confusing.
Sure, yeah.
But I was waiting for my food, and then I finally noticed that I had this notification that like 5 minutes ago it was delivered, even though I didn't hear any knock or doorbell or anything. I go to check, and of course it's not there. Usually they will take some sort of photo, and so I looked at the photo, and I realized, oh, that's 2A. That's right next door.
Right.
So again, this was 5 minutes that it was delivered. I walk over. It's not at the door.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, great. I knock on their door, and they say, oh, yeah, we have it inside. You know, we asked everyone around, but we couldn't find the owner.
So
I'm like, are you sure? Like, I literally live, like, 10 steps away from you.
10 steps away. We asked everybody around.
On this block.
Right.
And so I'm like, well, can I have my food back? And he's just like, oh, well, my kid's already eating it. I'm so sorry. He was so hungry. And I'm like, okay, buddy.
Oh, my gosh.
Did
That's
he offer
crazy.
To pay you for it?
Well, that was the thing, too. So, you know, I did ask him to pay for it. And he was just like, oh, well, you could just get a refund from, you know, Grubhub or whatever. And I'm just like, no, I'd like the food that I ordered.
Yeah.
Right.
And this was actually in kind of like peak. Okay. Pandemic time.
Right.
So I did take the food back, or at least what hadn't been opened.
Yeah.
And I didn't eat it at all. I got a replacement from the restaurant, but as long as he didn't have it either.
Right. He's not getting that food.
I was like, I'm not going to pay for your meal. The cherry on top was this was actually my birthday.
Oh, you poor thing. You poor thing. That guy eating your food. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
The fact that he was just like, oh yeah, we've asked everyone. I'm like, are you sure? Because I didn't.
Because you're literally like
door.
Right across from him or something. Does it say like the address and stuff on there? Doesn't it say on the slip?
Sometimes it'll be on the receipt.
Sometimes.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That poor kid's like, Dad, why are you taking my food?
Right.
Well, thanks, Aaron. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you.
All right. Take care. 310-43.
I'm Dave Joseph. That's your traffic on 104.3 MyFM.
All right, Dave, thank you. The weather today.
Good thing, Valentine.
I know, I was a little bit late on that one, sorry. I was in the back of the studio pouring my coffee, and Dave wrapped up the report a little quicker than I thought he was going to wrap it up. The pregnant pause, it garner attention. Weather today, sunny, warm. Temps back in the 80s and 90s, 70s near the beaches, 68 Alhambra, 70 in Irvine. If you've ever wondered if this is a live radio show, I think it's very self-evident. A lot of shows... I can't pull back the curtain on all this stuff, but a lot of shows in Southern California, the way technology works and stuff nowadays, they're not live.
Right.
And it's up and down the dial, and maybe you can figure it out, maybe you can't, but they're not. And we're a live show that makes mistakes and just, you know, does amazing, wonderful things at the same time every day on the radio. Not scripted. Nobody's writing us scripts. Nobody's IMing me jokes or anything like that. And
no, sir.
You know, this is it. This is our show, man. We're here in the moment. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
Selena Gomez is in talks to produce a reboot of an 80s comedy. I'll tell you which one coming up at 7:50.
Okay, if you want to reach out 31043, you can. You can text in 31043. We're talking about neighbor etiquette.
This text says, my neighbor recently bought a new car at 5 a.m. the other day. As they were heading to work, their car alarm went off, and they didn't know how to turn it off. In addition, the husband was in front of our bedroom window yelling at his wife to turn off the alarm.
You know what's so funny? Remember when car alarms were a big thing, and if it went off, you actually went over there to see who's breaking into the car or something like that? They were actually protecting the vehicle. And now nobody cares.
No.
Yeah.
It's just like, whatever.
Just turn it off. That's all we care
about. Turn it off. We don't care if somebody's stealing it. Just turn it off. Nicolette, you heard John's story. Go right ahead.
I just think you shouldn't be peering into people's backyards. It's the only bit of privacy you get.
Oh, so you're now going against John, who is all upset his neighbor is working on his motorcraft, his boat, in the backyard. John should mind his own business, you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, you get the inside of your house, but the only time you can be outside and be really private is your backyard.
Yeah, but to be fair, Nicolette, and maybe you missed some of the story, the guy was like revving the engine and stuff, and it was like 11 o'clock at night.
I mean, to be fair, I didn't go peeping in the guy's backyard. You hear it. It's a boat.
Go on, Nicolette.
I mean, that's when you call your city ordinance, you know, pull out, you know, the book. I think, if anything, it's the middle of the day. I don't need my neighbor peering into my backyard as I suntan.
That's a good point. Imagine if I call and I'm like, hey, I'm hearing a noise from my neighbor's yard. And they're like, what is it? And I was like, I don't know. I don't want to look over.
Because Nicolette said I can't look in. Yeah, yeah.
Respect their privacy.
Nicolette, you're sweet for calling. Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Oh, Nicolette, love me. Be mad at John. Bye, love. Take care. Sometimes you can tell in a voice when somebody says goodbye. You know what I mean? So we back in the club. Yeah. Maddox, what up, buddy? Yeah. This is his favorite song. Maddox is Brian's son. He's got Micah, Maddox, and Amaya. Just a beautiful family. And apparently, one of his sons totally into that song. Every time he plays on the radio, he's like, Dad, I love that song. Thanks for having my event play it.
He's got a good taste in music.
Yeah. The other day, he was like, Dad, what's the song Valentine played? I said, okay, that could be hundreds of songs. You know, the one he played, it was like, it took forever, and then we finally got
figured
to
it out, right? What was it? Was it this?
It was this. And he was like, side to side. So then I figured, side to side.
Oh, yeah.
Some investigative work, but we got there.
You did it.
Well, there's your favorite song.
Hey, guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun, Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
Yes! Selena Gomez currently stars on Hulu's Only Murders in the Building. She also starred and produced the HBO Max series Selena Plus Chef. Now she is in talks to produce a reboot of the 80s movie Working Girl. We don't know if she's going to star in it. This is the movie from 1988. It starred Melanie Griffith, Harrison Ford, Sigourney Weaver, and Joan Cusack. And that's really all we know right now. But Selena Gomez could be producing that film. And Chris Rock is bringing back Everybody Hates Chris to TV. But this time, it's going to be animated. And it's going to be called Everybody Still Hates Chris. Chris Rock is going to narrate it. We don't have a release date yet, but it's going to be on Paramount Plus and Comedy Central. And we don't know also if the cast will be back to voice their characters, but Chris Rock will narrate. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Okay, 7:52, we do have the Battle of the Sexes coming up. Charlie Puth at the iHeartRadio Theater. If you want into that, 866-544-MYFM. And it's kind of special. Not only is it Charlie Puth doing stuff at the iHeartRadio Theater, but as I understand it, it's a Meta event too. So this will be broadcast via Meta on Fortnite. So you'll be there at the theater, so you don't have to worry about being an avatar or, you know, all that stuff. But it's going to be broadcast in the game Fortnite that a lot of kids play, too.
That's cool.
It's a whole new world out there. 866-544-MYFM. If you want to play in the Battle of the Sexes right now. 807, it's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MYFM. Coming up later on this hour, how do you suffer? How do you suffer? How do you suffer for fashion? What's the most painful thing you go through for fashion? Text in at 31043.
For me, it's Spanx or any type of shapewear. I like how it looks on, If I'm wearing a dress, it's like kind of thin. It kind of keeps everything smooth.
Okay.
But when you get home mm-hmm. and you're changing into pajamas mm-hmm. and you take the Spanx off, mm-hmm. it's a wonderful feeling. Like your organs go back into place.
Your organs go back into place. That's the funniest thing I need to hear all week. All your organs go back into place.
So tight in there.
Your kidneys back where it belongs.
Like, I feel like when I first put them on, I'm like, okay, this isn't too bad. But by the end of the night, I'm like, oh gosh, I can't wait to take my Spanx off.
Those things are that tight?
Oh, they're so tight.
Dude, they happen for guys.
Really?
Yeah. Years ago, oh God, I hope my wife didn't get me this. Somehow Spanx like showed up in my underwear drawer. I guess she did get me this.
No.
Oh no, it's all over. And I put the Spanx like t-shirt on. It was a shirt, like an undershirt, right?
Okay, okay.
So it wasn't the underwear, it's an undershirt. That's the most uncomfortable thing ever. I wore that never. I tried it on and go, no. That's horrible. Don't do that, ladies.
I bought Skims for my sister's wedding, which is Kim Kardashian's line.
Same type of thing, is it?
It's, yeah, shapewear. Right? Yeah. And I got it in the mail, and I held it up like, this wouldn't even fit my niece, who's 5. God, like, they're tiny.
That's ridiculous.
They somehow stretched.
I hate those things. And they call it shapewear. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But you know what you're doing right there, Jill? You know what you're doing, and I speak from my heart to your heart right there. When you wear that shapewear, you're taking away your shape. And the shape is what we love about everybody in life.
Amen. Hey. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Something some people would say enhances your shape.
No, it's not a real shape. It's a fake shape.
Well, it's still a shape. It's just a...
John, I'm trying to empower all of us to not worry about fashion in that sense.
Go. Oh.
What? What are you going to say?
I prefer it sometimes.
Oh, do you really?
Dresses.
You like it?
Okay. In certain dresses, all right, fair enough. Things look better.
If you're
things.
Comfortable with it, fantastic. I have said no to shapewear. I'm comfortable with the shape I'm in.
I'm That's in love good. With the shape of you.
Oh.
Ed Sheeran, what are you doing here? And I'm in love with the shape of me. It is the battle of the sexes. Represent the men. His name is Paul. He lives in Fountain Valley. He's a fifth grade teacher. Enjoys going to Disneyland. What up, Paul?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Representing the ladies, her name is Megan. She's from Lake Elsinore. She's a dispatcher and enjoys hanging out at the lake. Let's hear it from Megan.
What's up, Megan?
Good morning.
Hey, Paul, when are you guys back in school? When do you go back?
Middle of August.
Middle of August. Okay, and what school do you teach at, fifth grade?
Plavin Elementary.
Do you love it?
Yeah, it's great. It's a very fulfilling job.
Oh, I love to hear that. Well, here's how it works, Megan. I'm going to ask you stereotypical male questions. Paul, Jill's going to ask you stereotypical female questions. Best out of three wins, still tied at the end of regulation. We go to a not-so-tough tiebreaker question. Starting with the ladies. What actor stars as James Bond in the 007 movie GoldenEye?
Tom Cruise?
Pierce Brosnan, that Irish stud.
Paul? Celebrity Carly Kloss got her start in what profession?
Carly,
what is she?
A reality star?
She was a model first.
Oh, okay.
Fun little side note. Quick, very quick.
That's fine.
Very quick side note. Pierce Brosnan, not just an actor, also a prolific producer, has a production company entitled Irish Dreamtime.
Really?
Cool. Moving on. Who was the only non-Jedi in the original Star Wars trilogy to use a lightsaber, Megan? The only non-Jedi in the original Star Wars trilogy to use a lightsaber. Who would that be?
Han Solo?
Oh, yes. It is Han Solo, but did that buzz start before she said Han Solo?
Just
buzzed.
Barely.
Yeah, sorry.
Paul, what would you most likely buy... at cupshe.com. C-U-P-S-H-E. Cupshe. What kind of brand is that?
Undergarment brand?
They're bathing suits.
Okay.
By the way, keep track. Current score is 0-0. How many times did Ross Geller get divorced on Friends?
Twice.
No, I think it was three, yeah, because there was Carol
and Rachel together.
Right, Carol, yes. Emily, and Rachel. That made three, yeah.
But him and Rachel end up in the end anyway.
True, but still, divorce.
Paul, what was the name of Phoebe's most famous song on Friends?
Oh my gosh.
come on, man.
About that cat.
What about that cat?
Oh, my gosh. My wife's going to kill me. Smelly cat.
Yes!
Oh, smelly cat! You got it, fellas. Win. Congratulations. Battle of the Sexes Championship Certificate posted on social. Use the hashtag Valentine in the morning. You share that with pride, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Also, a pair of tickets to go see Charlie Puth at the iHeartRadio Theater here in LA this Friday night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, listen, Megan, as you exit the stage, this moment is entirely yours. You take it away.
You have a good, wonderful day, guys.
Oh, sorry. We didn't have your volume turned up. You said something really sweet before the wonderful day part. What did you say?
Oh, I said congratulations and have a wonderful day.
Told you. Very sweet.
That's very nice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Three things you need to know right now.
It's 8:18. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. With less than 2 weeks till the start of the school year, LAUSD has announced some big changes to their COVID policy. And I have a source at LAUSD who has slipped me these changes. You're hearing them first in Valentine the morning. Masks will now strongly be recommended but not required. Weekly testing is also no longer required. Instead, students will be asked to test at home when they're experiencing symptoms. The weekly testing was a massive undertaking, costing the district millions of dollars. So that's where they stand as of today. There's a lot of stuff happening in the world of sports. Obviously, we're going to talk about Vin in a second, but what else is going on, John?
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about baseball, but there's a huge soccer doubleheader happening tonight. So both LA Galaxy and LAFC will be playing back-to-back games at SoFi Stadium. So Galaxy's going to play Guadalajara at 5:30, and LAFC plays Club America at 8:15, and it should be packed because they're both sold out.
By the way, do you know Guadalajara has some of the prettiest women you'll ever meet? Just a little side note there. I don't know what it is about Guadalajara. That's a fun fact. Fun fact, Guadalajara, very, very beautiful woman. Moving on from that. Fiance Halo, 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning, 8:26. Good morning, Maya. How are you today?
Good morning, everybody. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're talking about fashion and what we do for fashion, the pain we go through for fashion. Speak to it.
Oh, yes. My very, very good friend Amanda stuck me in a waist trainer 3 years ago, and I don't think I've taken it off since then, except to sleep.
In a what?
A waist trainer? What is a waist trainer?
A waist trainer. So it's kind of like a corset, okay, but without the ropes behind you and having to have somebody tie you into it.
Do you know what that is, John? Have you seen that?
A corset?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of buckle into it every morning and, you know, gives you a nice little hourglass figure. Mm-hmm.
So kind of like I'll tightens it up off in the center?
Oh, like it tightens it up everywhere.
I think I've seen ads for these. I've never tried one, though.
You know, at first it's not comfortable and it's kind of hard to breathe, but then after a while you get used to it.
How do you tighten it? Well, how do you tighten up? You don't have somebody behind you with their foot against your back pulling on ropes. Well, I'm picturing, like, what was that?
Titanic.
Well, yeah, Titanic,
the mom's
right.
Doing
Titanic.
It too.
You get on those ropes to tighten up the corset.
First time I learned of a corset, Wild Wild West. The movie.
Oh, yeah. Salma Hayek.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're not going to go down this whole Wild Wild West rabbit hole again. All right, so are you wearing it right now?
Yes.
So, like, if you took it off right now, would your voice drop down, like, a few notches? Is it, like, a little higher because you're wearing it?
No. So, I transitioned according to, you know, I started at a certain size. I'm not going to say which size. And then I transitioned down, depending on how long I've been wearing it. And it's actually quite comfortable. It's not as restrictive as you think a corset is.
Right.
But it, you know, sometimes it does get painful.
Right. And it's a waist trainer. But what is it doing? Because I'm trying to understand it. And here's my thing. You do whatever you want to do that makes you feel good, makes you feel pretty. Nobody, especially me, a guy, should not be dictating anything you should do or not do. But you do you, right? But I'm trying to understand, is it changing you physically? Like, when you take it off, things go back to what they were prior to it, right?
Yes and no, because it does, like, for example, throughout the day, instead of me sitting at work and hoarding, like, chomping on cookies or candy or whatever in the heck you're going, you're not going to want to because your stomach is kind of restricted and you're just not eating as much.
Right.
And you kind of tend to go towards something a lot. You have that mentality I'm going to go and grab cucumbers and carrots as opposed to M&M's and cookies.
Right, because you can't fit that stuff in. You're right.
Exactly, and you're going to get filled more with cucumbers and carrots than you are with cookies and candy.
Let me ask you a question. You go to a doctor's office today. If you went to the doctor's office today, sorry to interrupt, if you go to the doctor's office today and says, take a deep breath, you go, no, you take a deep breath, because I can't.
Yeah, he's, my doctor's actually seen me wearing, and he's just like, oh, you're nuts. But it's helped. I mean, over the past 3 years that I've been wearing it, I've dropped some weight. No, right. I'm not going to say I've dropped 35 pounds just by wearing this waist ring. Oh, heck no. It has helped for me to drop some weight. I was diagnosed with diabetes last year, and so this has actually helped even more so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, hey, again, whatever works. I'd never heard of a waist trainer before.
I only knew of it because of the Kardashians.
I'll send you the link where I get mine so that you can take a look at it.
All right.
Does it work for guys too or just for ladies?
It does. No, it does work for guys as well.
Okay.
There's even one that you can use to exercise.
Hmm. I'm not going to wear it. you had me at M&M's, you know?
Text Valentine in the morning. 31043.
Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
A couple enjoying a nice, peaceful walk were interrupted by Tom Cruise being Tom Cruise. I'll tell you the funny story coming up at 8:50.
Hey, Tammy, good morning. How do you suffer for fashion?
Every time I wear heels, they're so pretty, but oh my gosh, I can't walk in them.
How tall are your heels? How high?
I think the highest I have are like 5 inches.
And it seems to me that the cuter the shoe, the more it hurts.
Yes, but they're so cute.
I know.
On my wedding day, my shoe only lasts for like 30 minutes or maybe 20.
Man, I see some women walking in heels and they know what they're doing. And Every now and then, listen, I can walk in heels to save my life. I think we tried it as a bit one time, and I almost rolled my ankle, and that was that.
Yeah, not good.
But then you ever see somebody that's like, I don't know, who teaches a woman to walk in heels? It looked like she's a baby fawn, you know, struggling to walk for the first time. And like, why put yourself through that?
Yeah, we don't really get taught. It's just one of those things where sometimes you've got it, you can walk in them, sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Yes, but you walk in them because they're so pretty, and they make you feel gorgeous.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I get it. Let me present to you an option that is now back in the fold. An option that you could say goodbye to those heels and embrace what's now come back full throttle, full force, equally as attractive.
Oh.
Are you ready to say hello to a little Croc? Crocs are back.
Absolutely not.
Crocs are back, Tammy.
Yeah, no.
Tammy.
Never.
They're back.
You can't wear Crocs, though, to a night out, like at the theater.
Yeah,
or
you could. Who says you can't?
Exactly.
Crocs are not back because they were never here.
No, John, Crocs are back.
Yeah, absolutely. He's not. Right. No, he is not wrong.
No, yeah. John's some young guy from Orange County. What does he know? Crocs are back.
But they don't make you taller like heels do.
You can't wear that to a nice dinner.
Yeah, Crocs don't go with a nice dress.
They do. No. If we all do it, they do.
I don't know what world you live in, the Valentine's.
Tammy. Thanks for calling, Tam. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, guys. We can leave the Christmas lights up
till January. 104.3 MyFam. It is Valentine in the morning.
Moments ago.
Moments ago, yes.
Just turned to me and said, am I allowed to say breasts on the radio? You know, if I'm talking about breast covers. And I said, yes, you are, but you're not allowed to grab them like that at work.
I wasn't paying attention. That was something else.
I wasn't thinking when I was talking to him. For some reason, my hands became the covers. And then I put, like, can I talk about breast covers? And
what is a breast cover?
Like
what
this,
is that?
There's all different kinds. Like, they have, like, they look like little sticky shoulder pads that you can put on. Just if you, like, you know, you're wearing a backless dress, or you don't have the back of the bra showing.
Okay.
It keeps things covered. It keeps things in place a little bit.
Different than a sticky bra?
It's kind of the same thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What's a sticky bra?
They just stick on the front. See, I'm doing it again.
Stop touching yourself. Stop. We're at work. Call HR.
No.
Sit on your hands. Hey, Brian, I wanted to talk to you about my son's wearing a cup for football now. Whoa!
Don't stop! Everyone stop!
Martha, how do you suffer for fashion? Go right ahead.
Okay, so my story is I work out almost daily, so we have to wear sports bras.
Oh, boy.
And those are such a hassle to take off and put on. Would you know that, Valentine?
Yeah, I have a wife. She, I don't like sports bras, personally.
I get stuck every time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, in them, you get stuck trying to take it off?
When you're putting it on, it's it's stuck behind your neck and you're yep. trying to reach up there, trying to pull it out, pull it down, or taking them off when you're sweating.
Oh, yeah. It's all twisted.
Does it really?
Exactly. And you're trying to twist your arm up. Yeah, I don't know how people have to do that on a regular basis.
Does it? I mean, I don't know, because I do have them, sort of. But does it?
Oh, my gosh.
To be fair, John.
No, you do not.
Yes, dude.
I've seen you with your shirt off.
Do they hurt when you run?
No.
Okay, then but, yeah.
So that's what a sports bra protects you from.
It keeps everything in place, right. So it's not, you know.
They look comfortable. This is interesting to me, actually.
Cycling.
And it's cycling?
So you don't.
Cycling as well, yeah. Yeah.
No. It's like, it's really ugly to look at if you're not wearing it. Unsightly.
Oh, unsightly.
Oh, you're saying it's unsightly for us to look at if you're not wearing the sports bra?
It's like two cats in a paper bag.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
What are you ladies talking about? I have two cats in a paper bag.
I don't even know if I get that.
Just like...
Oh, my God.
Moving all over the place.
It's a fight or something? Your boobs are fighting each other?
They just are going
every
which way.
Who's going to win with that? This one on the left, this one on the right. Now representing left-hand side. Martha, I got to go. I'm going to let you... I don't know. I have no idea what to say here. This is so out of my wheelhouse.
No, I'm just saying that is a fashion thing.
Yeah.
And you suffer.
Right.
Suffering for fashion. I hear you. Hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
You too.
104.3 MyFM. Hollywood Headlines. Yeah.
John Boyega is already a part of a huge franchise. He plays Finn in the latest Star Wars movies. And there's been these rumors that he filmed this secret role for Marvel. But he says in a new interview with... You need to stop.
I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Oh, my God.
I didn't do anything. And you can't say what I did.
Oh, my God. I can.
No, you can't. You were doing it, too.
No, I was doing it. I was asking a question.
Continue with the Finn story, please. Continue with the Finn. We got to get those cameras set up in here, John.
Yeah, we do.
John Boyega says, being a part of Marvel is not in the vision for me now. He says, I want to do nuanced things. I want to donate my services to original indie films that come with new, fresh ideas because I know it's real hard to top Iron Man in that universe. Could he be covering his tracks since this little rumor got out? Who knows? But he says that's not in the vision for him right now. And this couple was walking in the UK. They were on a mountain and they were just taking a nice, peaceful walk when all of a sudden... Tom Cruise appeared out of a helicopter paragliding onto this mountain.
Tom Cruise.
And he apologized to them. And then he noticed that they had a dog with them. So he said, sorry for disturbing your peaceful walk with all the noise. I like your dog. And then he goes, see you later, folks. And he jumped off the cliff. That's like the most Tom Cruise experience you could ever have.
Sounds like a movie.
Yeah, exactly. He was filming.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, he was filming at the time. Probably a Mission Impossible film or something. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
How does a guy look so good, right? Like, has he got something we don't have?
Of course.
I don't know what it is. Tommy, help brother out. You look so great, bud. What are you doing? Tell me what it is besides being rich. You know, what can I do? I would like to point out a lot of people in text line now coming to the defense on Crocs. Crocs are literally the most comfortable shoe on this planet. Crocs, the reason Val is in radio, not TV. Oh, okay, well, cross that one off.
I have heard they are very comfy.
Thank you. John, there are Crocs heels. They got released by Balenciaga. They're on sale at Neiman's. I Googled them. You have Croc heels for the ladies out there.
I got to look these up.
I'm going to put it in my story. I'm going to give you guys a link in my story at Go For Valentine if you want Crocs with heels. Yeah, follow me. Go. Then the number 4, Valentine. It's 8:52. It's 104.3 MyFM. This is Valentine in the morning. A lot of people also commenting on the conversation we had before the break and what was happening here in the studio. I did not read those texts. MyFM, it is Valentine in the morning. John, can you read that text from my wife that's up there?
Yeah, here it is. Y'all need to bring it down a notch. HR is going to come for all of you.
Is she on line 2? Hey.
Hello.
Hey, by the way, that's all like Brian and Jill. I don't know what they got going on.
Right. right?
That was all between the two of them.
Hop on that bandwagon. Oh, as soon as you saw an opening, you're like, oh, I'm getting in this lane. I'm in it.
I didn't say anything. What did I do?
Leilani, I wish you could see what was happening.
You were looking for your opening. As soon as you got it, you're like, oh, I'm in. You're like Super Mario Karting that whole situation.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the bra talk?
Yeah.
And the sports
The bra talk and the whole thing. Mm-hmm. You were ready to drive that conversation down a whole new highway.
No, I was not. Life is a highway. I was just behind Brian. Brian was driving the car in that one, and Jill was doing the things that HR would get mad at.
No, I...
Did your hands end up on certain things?
They did, but I was trying to demonstrate what...
Oh my gosh! No, demonstrate!
I'm just in the back seat here. I'm along for the ride, so...
I'm actually in John's corner on this one. He's been the only polite one in this whole situation.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing to say is nothing at all.
There you go. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I hear you. I hear you, babe. I hear you. But you know how I hate your sports bras.
No, you do. You always say you hate them.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you have a sports bra on.
How rude!
Wait, why?
How rude!
It's not rude.
Well, because he says they just flatten them out.
I love you, babe. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Speaking the truth, man.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Told me you never fall in love.
9:23. It's Valentine in the morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. One line is here, Bray?
Line 4, sir.
LA sports reporter David Osei is on with us right now. David, good morning. How are you?
Good, Val. How you doing?
Good. And I'm glad to have you on to talk about this because I've known David for like a super long time. He's been in sports. When did we meet? Like over at Extra years ago?
Yeah. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's been doing radio and covering sports in LA since 1998. So we both kind of started our careers like at that point in Los Angeles. I was 96, he was like 98. And I've watched this man, before we talk about Ben, I just want to give you credit, make his moves in the sports world to be such an integral part of the Dodgers world and how he's really worked his way up in the sports world. I know Vin would give you credit if he was talking to you right now too, so I'll make sure I gave you credit. But let's talk about the story that's on everybody's lips this morning. The passing of Vin Scully.
Yeah, it's a sad day for Los Angeles, Val, and really the whole country, from the West Coast to the East Coast. He really had a huge impact on so many people. Of course, he started his career in 1950 with the Brooklyn Dodgers and was such a big part of the move west in 1958. Without him and the transistor radio at the L.A. Coliseum, I'm not sure the Dodgers ever reached the heights of popularity that they have reached now. So he has touched all of us in so many different ways, guys, through, you know, death, sadness, and he just was always there for all of us.
But he guided so many people through generational changes. Think of all the stuff that's happened in our country over the years, you know, that he was there for as the voice of the Dodgers, but yet in the background, there was stuff going on. There were wars. There were, you know, accidents. There were space shuttle crashes. There was 9/11. There's all these things that Vin was still guiding us through by using sports as something we could all wrap our arms around.
No doubt. He was a master of weaving those type of things into a broadcast.
Yeah.
And also remembering on certain historical dates, in particular D-Day. He would weave in stories of D-Day and veterans throughout a broadcast like that. And that's what made him so special, was he wasn't just a baseball guy. He was a well-rounded person, a well-read person that educated all of us during the course of a baseball game.
Do you have any special memories yourself of how you interacted with him over the years?
Yeah, it's you know, I started traveling with the Dodgers in 2012 and being around him on a daily basis back then. And just like anything, our relationship evolved over those years, and He was just such a warm person, Val. I would spend time in his booth before games at Dodger Stadium, and I was always blown away whenever he would give me words of encouragement and just say how much he enjoyed listening, and he knew I was doing a good job. And I guess the other part of it, too, was being in the press box and getting there maybe, I don't know, 20 minutes before Vin, and you would hear Vin come into the Dodger Stadium press box, greet the attendant, and ask him about his family. And then as he walked by, he would start singing. And it was incredible to hear his voice singing. He was just so happy to come to work every day. And I think that was the big reason why he was as why he endured for so long, because he loved his job.
Wow. I hadn't heard that before. There's a happiness, obviously, in what he did for a living that made it so joyous that he did it for those, you know, what, like 67 years as the voice of the Dodgers.
The only thing that exceeded his love for the game of baseball and broadcasting was the love for his wife, Sandy, who passed away, unfortunately, a few years back. And Vin took that really hard. So he and Sandra are reunited in heaven now.
And there's something to that for people like myself that has a faith like that. I know for his five kids, and we saw today 21 grandchildren, six great grandchildren. I hope that gives his family comfort knowing that they are reunited.
And he was a very devout Catholic. He was very religious. He never let that come through too often on the broadcast, but for those of us that knew it, he was a very, very religious person.
As are most Dodger fans when they're trying to win a game, I've noticed, too.
right?
A lot of devout fans then, too, and devout Catholics, right?
no doubt. And it was funny being here in San Francisco when Vin broadcasted his final game in 2016, and then to be here again last night, it kind of was fitting. This day is going to happen for all of us. And Vin, you know, whenever Vin would talk about his mortality to me, I'd say, like, Vin, please stop. Let's not talk about this. This was a place that had a special place in his heart, and for him to be able to be here and be celebrated in 2016, and then for the Dodgers to get the news during last night's game in San Francisco. I don't know what the right word is, but it feels right.
I guess I fall back in this because, you know, I look at the passing of my own father, and, you know, and now we talk about the passing of Vin Scully. If in that moment when you can speak to that person, say it was a life well lived, I think that should provide comfort for all of us.
Well said, Val. It's a celebration of his life. Yep. There should be no sadness because he did so much for all of us and lived a full life and brought so much joy to all of us.
You can hear David on AM 570. He's the host of Dodger Talk. AM 570 is our sister radio station. David, thanks for calling us today. And I hope your family's good. Everyone good?
Everybody's good. Can't wait to see you. Maybe when the Red Sox come to town, we'll see you at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, thanks, pal. My Sox are just, like, on fire. Thanks for that. Yeah. Got her good, guys. God, I'm not going to say it, but I got her good.
No, you didn't.
Found out what her boyfriend does for a living, sort of.
Yeah.
We just got to let her talk. That's all we got to do.
That's the thing. But you got to get her talking in rapid-fire moments because then she slips up and says stuff.
No.
And she slipped up.
No, 100%. I didn't.
100%.
Everything I said was completely true. Whatever you want to take from it.
No, I'm not saying it's not true.
I know.
But I believe he works in that portion of the industry.
I'm not going to say either way. But you guys can think whatever you want.
You closed your eyes, rubbed your hair, and look us in the eyes. Jill is, this is Jill right here. If you're new to our show, I'm Valentine. This is my friend John.
What's up?
My friend Brian.
Hello, sir.
Valerie Hernandez in the other room answering calls. And our friend Michael Pullman in New York City doing some editing for us. So anyway, she's got this boyfriend. She won't tell us anything about the boyfriend. She's trying to keep it private. We
just
respect
the
privacy.
Bit.
Right. I know his name. She slipped up off the air.
You've seen a photo.
I've seen a photo of him. Mm-hmm. Has he seen a photo of me?
I'm sure he has.
I mean, who hasn't?
I haven't been going around showing him photos
famous.
Of you guys.
Check out my famous coworker.
But like, he's been on our, I've shown him like our show's Instagram and stuff like that. So he knows what you guys look like.
Right. Mm. So he's got a lot of info on us. We have very little on him. So anyway, she kind of slipped up recently about what he did for a living without saying it, but she said some things. You said something. Can I say that?
Sure.
Okay. She mentioned a call sheet, a timesheet, and then said she wouldn't see him for a number of, like, can I say that?
I said his call time.
Because he doesn't have the same schedule every day.
Right.
That's called the entertainment industry, so we know what he does. He's in the entertainment industry. look down to the right, whatever you want to do. We know you're not going to play poker anytime soon, by the way. So she said that. So now we know he works in the entertainment industry. Then we don't know what he does. He could be a gaffer. He could be a key grip. We don't even know. And then could be a director.
Also said I haven't seen him in a long time.
And she won't see him for 2 weeks, she said.
Our on schedules set. Are very different and our locations are very undesirable. Like we live.
He lives in Rancho. You live in Santa Cruz, right? Is he out of state for this? Can't you just drive to where he is or something?
Oh.
And go visit?
He's not out of state.
But it's far away.
Well, it's because I go to bed pretty early.
Right.
And then, so by the time he gets off work some days.
He's getting off late on some of these.
Yeah, I'm already asleep.
Late shoots, right. Late shoot. If anybody knows of a late shoot that's going on for a two-week period in the Southern California region.
I have been getting messages from people who have met him when we've been out or have put things together and realized who this person is. And they have all told me, I will keep this secret. I will not tell Valentine.
What?
Like, that's like okay,
let me tell
like,
you something. Let me tell you something, those people that told Joe that. I will pay.
Yeah.
I will pay. John will pay. Okay. Brian will pay.
I'll throw in.
Everyone's got a price.
How would you like to go to the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas? How would you like to introduce Sam Smith on stage? Slide into my DMs if you've got the knowledge.
Somebody just texted in, can we at least know how Jill met her boyfriend? And yes. I will say that because we have said it before, through friends.
Hmm. Okay, the friends that are in the entertainment business.
Yeah, yeah, that is true.
Right.
That's true.
So he works in entertainment. He does stuff in entertainment. And I'm assuming he works in a movie set because a TV show isn't a two-week shoot.
Is he famous?
No, he's not famous, but he works with famous people.
She has said that.
What are you tapping over there?
I'm getting nervous.
Yeah, no, you told us the other day that he's working with somebody.
Yeah, you know, some things remain off the air, remember?
We don't know.
Remember?
Can you give us a call sheet of what we can say and can't say? Jill, you're so secretive. We don't know what goes on the air and off the air. I haven't said his name.
That's
I was very good at that.
I haven't told you guys stuff because I don't want there to be any. I don't want to put you in a weird spot where you don't know what to say.
I don't know what to say. I'm in the spot right now.
Right.
So anyway, slide into my DMs. No. If you have any information, we are willing to pay for this information. We are on a quest. We have activated all of our spies out there in the Rancho Cucamonga area.
I know that people are saying that they will keep an eye out for us in Rancho.
That's right. If that guy pulls into a Chick-fil-A for some nuggets, we've got him.
104.3 MyFM. Hollywood headlines. Yeah.
So originally there was a Game of Thrones convention set for Las Vegas, but the pandemic forced organizers to postpone it. But now we know it's been rescheduled and it's coming here to Los Angeles. It's going to be on December 9th through the 11th at the LA Convention Center. And there's going to be a lot of stars from the series, including Jon Snow himself. Kit Harington has been confirmed to be showing up to this Game of Thrones fan convention. And Carly Rae Jepsen, you probably best know her from her song Call Me Maybe. She is getting ready to release a brand new album. It's called The Loneliest Time, and it's going to come out on October 21st. And on Twitter, she said, I'm quite fascinated by loneliness. It can be really beautiful when you turn it over and look at it. Just like love, it can cause some extreme human reactions. And she's also going to have a tour along with this album as well. I'm Jill with your Hollywood headlines.
Here's a lot of people already sliding into my DMs nice. With information. Some suspects, some needs a little research. Okay. Could be something about that. All right. All right. Well, Jill, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
John, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Brian, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show.
Valerie Hernandez in the room, thank you for your show. Michael Pullman in New York City, thank you for your show. Get out there and be the change in the world that you want to see. And of course, keep Vin's family in your thoughts and prayers. I know that this is a very, very tough day for them. Even if somebody's older, you know, in their 90s, it doesn't matter. When somebody's no longer with you and you want that person to be with you, there's a pain, there's a feeling of loss. So keep them in your thoughts and prayers today. Dave Joseph, thank you for your show.
Thank you for your show, Val.
Dave has the morning traffic. Lisa Fox coming up next. What do we got going on?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.